Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Omega Leadership Series show. We are live in studio this week with best-selling author Lori Beth Jones leading our discussion around Jesus Life Coach. Welcome, Lori Beth.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. And it's great to be moving into a section that fires and winds don't have enough of, which is balance, right?
Right.
We moved out of focus, and we love that section, right, of Jesus Life Coach, because fires really like to get to the point, don't they? They
right.
like to focus and get things done. And now you're moving us into kind of a, would this be water? Balance would be water? Or?
Maybe earth.
Maybe earth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see it as water. You probably see it as earth. But it'll be interesting to see where you take us in this in this environment. Talk to us about balance. That is something I think that's missing, on huge scales in all of our lives.
Right. Well, the story that I share in introducing this section on balance is from my friend Robin Wood in Cincinnati, and she had gone with two other moms to take their three kids ice skating.
Mm-hmm.
And the Olympics were on at the time, so they were all inspired to do these swirls. And so Robin got out on the ice and tried to swirl and immediately fell. And the other mom tried to swirl and immediately fell. And the other woman swirled and stayed upright. And so Robin said, have you ever ice skated before? And she said, no. And she said, well, how did you know how to do that? And she said, well, I was trained as a ballerina. And one of the first things they train ballerinas is how to keep centered. And so all I did was stay centered, and that's why I didn't fall down.
Wow.
And I thought, boy, that is such a profound lesson for all of us today. You know, if you read the newspaper headlines, and the world is looking for its center. And when you think about Jesus finding his center of gravity, he knew where he was come from. He knew where he came from. He knew where he was going. And when we get that center, we're not so likely to be knocked off balance by a comment or a phrase or someone's arched eyebrow or something that sends us literally over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you stay balanced when the world is trying to assault you with negative information and things that you're not enough of?
Good question. And you know, how do you stay balanced inside teams and organizations and companies and, you know, consulting, as you do, with folks that you aren't around all the time, and maybe you haven't developed a balance with them. How do you do that?
Well, it really goes back to mission, because whenever you are clear about your mission, that's a very good way to find your balance.
Mm-hmm.
You ask yourself, in this moment, am I living my mission?
Mm.
And if you're not, then you're off balance. If you are, then you can take the blows, if that's what it's going to take, or you can withstand the windstorms. But it's really about knowing your mission and sticking to it.
Yeah. Boy, that is so true. These last, I don't know, maybe 6 months or so, I've kind of been in a space where it's been off balance, you know, in some regards in working with the team. But I think what's interesting in that piece where you talk about keeping your mission in front of you, keeping that focus and that intention, you know, sometimes over this last few months, I haven't felt like I've been living my personal mission, but that I've been on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it may not be our true balance, our true focus, but maybe balance comes in other ways, shows itself in other ways.
Right. Well, I think balance, you know, like the Olympics was just recently and the balance beam, there were a lot of things going on the balance beam. You know, pirouettes and handstands and backflips and all those things. But the purpose of the balance beam is really to say, how many movements can you do and not fall off? You
right.
know, how many things can you put yourself through and stay centered?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that balance doesn't mean that you're not in motion. It means that you're centered even as you're in motion.
Mm-hmm. That's profound. And I think that that is, would be a good place to maybe dive into a little bit, is that centeredness. Do you equate centeredness and balance, you know, as a synonym here?
I think so. I do. Because, mm-hmm. As you know, we play a lot with the elements, and the earth itself is so perfectly balanced with the right temperature, the right distance from the sun, the right angle on its axis. So, you know, the hand of God, we're a little blue dot spinning 1,000 miles an hour in a solar system that's one of hundreds of millions. It's just this balance. What gives us the beauty of having oceans and rain and honeybees and flowers and sunsets,
mm-hmm.
fresh water. Well, it's a miracle.
It's all a miracle. Mm-hmm. It is a miracle. So centeredness and balance, where does that come from? I noticed here in the chapter that you talk about balance coming from wisdom, I believe. What is needed perhaps more than information is wisdom, and wisdom comes from balance.
Right. I talk in the book about how, you know, you're watching the news, and then there'll be crawling information across the news screen. And now they have sometimes two or three things crawling across
mm-hmm.
the information. And then they'll have tweets in one corner, and then they'll have little
advertisements
or icons that are going on during the show. It's just like, give me a break. You know, how much overload can you take? So the notion seems to be, if we can just get enough information fast enough, you know, we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just information. It's knowing where you came from and where you're going, knowing what you came here to do, knowing whose you belong to, that sense of perspective that, you know, you're going to win in the end. We're going to win in the end. So does it really matter if so-and-so said something that really hurt
mm-hmm.
our feelings? I think that global universality of forgiveness is really about balance.
Mm.
There's nothing that anybody could do that would really destroy Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he came to tell us, that you are spirit, you are indestructible.
Mm.
Remember that.
Yeah, and if we could, in those times of chaos, remember those things, we might have more balance, right?
Right.
Maybe, I don't know. This text, seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added or given unto you. In Matthew, you start the chapter with that. Are you suggesting that that balance comes from seeking God first? Is that where we find it?
That's what it says. You know, that's what Jesus said, and I do believe that. And I notice in my own life, when I start chasing other gods
mm-hmm.
or other things, we get off balance. You know, as I look at the theme in the Ten Commandments, the underlying sin is really selfishness.
Mm.
And so that realization that you're here to serve, that you're here to give to others, and that you can keep your balance, in doing that, it is a challenge, but it is the giving tree, you know, the book, The Giving Tree, where even though they cut it down, it was still living its purpose because it was giving
mm.
the whole time.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sitting here chewing on that one for a minute about, you know, how we do get caught up in our, you know, sometimes in our own mission.
Right. Right.
Sometimes in our own mission, you know, focus is so bent and intent on accomplishing something that we feel that God has called us to do. I talked to a lady yesterday on the phone from Canada, and she was calling in to talk about what this organization does. She had read a couple of your books and is approaching 50 and has this little haunting voice about every time this year, for the last 4 or 5 years, come to her and say, you need to pull the path off the shelf. And so she went over and she got the book again, and she started reading it, and then she went to the website, and she said, you know, I just decided this time I want to call. And it's interesting how she has a good career, and she's, you know, looking at the next half of her life, wondering if she's doing the right thing. It's not that she's unhappy. It's not that she needs a new job or needs money or that she's worried about any of those things, but there's something off balance in her that has not resonated for her just yet. And so she's calling and inquiring and interested in, you know, is there something about this path that you all can talk to me about that would help me find what I'm looking for? You know, I wonder, Lori, if that is what this organization isn't the best at, is bringing balance along the journey, helping people connect to what am I doing that's just busy, what am I doing that's lasting, and what have I been called to do? And I think that, you know, you've been the genius of this whole process called The Path, and it's just amazing. It's amazing to talk about these words that you've placed on these pages, but then people read them and there's this powerful resonating factor that, well, maybe I don't have enough balance right now. And then they start asking the powerful questions, why don't I have balance? Mm-hmm. And why haven't I thought about balance before now? Or, you know, why hasn't this come up? So maybe speak to that for a second, the listeners or people that are going to hear this podcast later.
Is there a question in there?
There's a question in there, and I think you'll find it on page 3.
Well, you know, Jesus said that he's living water, and we get thirsty every day, but he's the source. It's there for us. And so when people are searching, there's a hunger or a thirst, and it says, blessed are the thirsty, for they shall be filled. Blessed are those who hunger, for they shall be satisfied. So you can have all sorts of things in your life, but not have that soul satisfaction.
Mm.
And that's what we're about, is helping you find that center. I keep thinking during the show about what I learned about fire, that the blue part of the flame is the least toxic because it gives off less toxicity that's closest to the source.
Mm-hmm.
So as fires, when we're close to the source, that's the blue part. That's the pure combustion with no toxicity. Further out we get from the source, the more toxic our flames and fumes can become. So as a fire, we need to constantly stay near that source.
Mm-hmm. Is that why some people can walk on hot coals and nothing?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
Oh, you had some great questions at the end of this chapter. Why is it so easy to lose our balance? Any comment on that? I know you asked the question of us because you put it at the end of the chapter. So now we're asking you. Why is it so easy? You mentioned the information that's coming at us, and it's not really helping us to find the center or the core.
Well, I think that there is, because of all the information that we're getting and the stimulation and the consumerism and all this, we need to come be still and know that God is God. And just be still in that. And do we take time to do that? And people are learning their balance when they do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly we are not doing that. I know I don't do that enough. Be still. Well, good things to think about as we depart here today. Thank you again for your words and for your time and leading these discussions. I know we get comments all the time from people that listen to the shows, and they write in and talk about how valuable it is that you bring this. So thank you for doing it, and have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Shelley.